ओम भद्रं कर्णेभिश्शृणुयामदेवा भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः महितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Look at these beautiful colors. How beautiful they look. The petals, the arrangements, the colors, and every flower has its own very mild fragrance also. Very pleasant. Not a sting. Very pleasant, mild fragrance. Not very strong colors. And look at the fruits also. How colorful they look. White, coconut, orange, apples, how they look, the skin, the formation. It's all Bhagavad Srishti, isn't it? It's all Ishwara Srishti. We cannot create any of this. Our knowledge of science will not help us to create any of this. Can we? Ishwara Srishti. Not only this, all other living beings also Ishwara Srishti. Our own physical body also is what? Ishwara Srishti. So Ishwara Srishti is Ishwara Srishti. Even Manushya Srishti, suppose we say creation of a human being, man-made, God-made, we say Lord-made, then man-made we say. What about man-made also basically what? Lord-made only. Why? Because for a man to be able to make something, create something, he is blessed with what? Knowledge. Man's, human being's knowledge, using which he makes, creates things, that knowledge also is what? God made. Isn't it? You are not creating your own knowledge, you are given. Knowledge is given to you. And not only knowledge is, knowledge of how to do is given to you, and knowledge of what to use also is given to you. What to use, how to use, isn't it? And knowledge of how to make use of what you have made, isn't it? Knowledge of everything is given already. That knowledge only you utilize, you use it, you use. And then you discover what is, you make use of what is. Isn't it? That means, are you creating it? Therefore, this basically, this thing is man-made. Everything is God-made only, isn't it? Ishwara Srishti only. Anyway, so in the Mundaka Upanishad, we are in the very, 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 the most important part of the Mundaka Upanishad is second Mundakam. Every mantra is important. There are 65 mantras totally, and we have three sections, three parts, and each part has two sections, and we have completed the first part consisting of two sections. I summed up once, I don't know whether you remember, doesn't matter, once I finished the Upanishad, again I sum up. Then you will, summing up of the Upanishads will give you better clarity. Now we are in the second Mundakam, and second Mundakam is the most important part of the entire Upanishad, I said. Why? Because it defines the nature of reality. Two definitions of Brahman are given, and then two are elaborately discussed. What is that? Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is discussed in the whole of second Mundakam. First section of second Mundakam reveals the Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Discusses Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. That means what? Tatastha Lakshanam means indirect definition of Brahman. It indirectly reveals the nature of Brahman. And indirectly revealing the nature of Brahman means what? Giving the status of being the cause to Brahman. Then innate definition means the whole Srishti, what is real for us, is accepted. Our perception is what? There is a creation. This is a human being's understanding. In our perception, there is creation. So Upanishad accepts our perception of creation being there. The universe is created, universe is creation. This is our perception. And what Upanishad says, as the whole universe has come into existence from that Brahman. What is that Brahman? From that Brahman. Isn't it? The whole universe has come into existence from that Brahman. So, and then every Upanishad presents Srishti, but in this Upanishad, we saw how Upanishad has its own poetic way of, you know, presenting the Srishti, the creation. From that Brahman alone, all of them have come into being. He said all the Shastras, Vedas have come into being, Yajnas have come into being, the knowledge of performance of rituals have come into being, the disciplines we followed, you know, which go with the performance of rituals also have come into being. And all the living beings have come into being. All the grass elements and the elementals have come into being. Subtle elemental beings also have come into being. So the grass universe is called Virat, which is also what has come into being from Brahman. Sukshma, subtle universe, Hiranyagarbha is called, subtle universe also has come into being from Brahman. The whole Jagat is what now? Manifestation of the power of Brahman. Isn't it? Brahmanaha, power alone, Shakti alone is manifest as the whole universe. Then, when you say, Brahman is what now? Everything has come into being, and not only living things. It also talks about, we saw last class, all the birds, etc., all the Vayamsi. All this have come into being. Girayaha, Samudraha, all the elements. Mountains, simply poetic, just saying. It's nothing very serious there, isn't it? All of them have come into being means what? Not exactly said how it is made. It is not given like how the, you know, in the cookery book it's given how to make the cake, isn't it? How to make the cake, how to make a given recipe. But it is said, the mode of making, what are all the ingredients, how much you have to mix, how you have to make, and how it is made. Like that, Kramashaha, Kramena, how the universe has come into being is not said at all. It is incomprehensible for a human mind. It is not like a recipe book. Upanishad is not a recipe book, means what? It does not know how the universe has come into being, it doesn't say. Just it only quietly it says how the universe has come into being from that Brahman. It says only this much. Is it clear now? Very important 2 points. How the universe has come into being is not said. The universe has come into being from that Brahman. Universe means what? And it says every person differently. Grayaha, all the mountains, Samudraha, all the different types of rivers and oceans and all of them come into being from Brahman. When it says, what does it do? It's a adhyaropa. It's also called what? Srishti prakriya, karanakarya prakriya. It's called adhyaropa apavada prakriya. Adhyaropa means what? Whenever there is analysis of Srishti, we analyze the Srishti. Okay, analyzing Srishti means what? Understanding everything has come into being from Brahman. And when you say everything has come into being from Brahman, what do you say? Cause of the universe is Brahman. That from which something has come into being is the cause. That which has come into being is an effect. Isn't it? Karanam and karyam. Here what is it now? Karanatvam, the status of being Brahman, so being the cause, is superimposed upon Brahman. Isn't it? This was called adhyaropaha. Thereafter, what you say now? Then anek apavadaha. Apavadaha means what? You negate the karanatvam. You negate the cause also. Brahman being the cause also. How do you negate? By saying, if you say universe is the creation, you can say Brahman is the cause. When you say, later when you say universe is manifestation, you have to say what now? You negate the universe, no? Then Brahman is not the cause also. Brahman with the cause is negated later on. You understand Brahman. That is the main idea, isn't it? Through this prakriya, you arrive at what Brahman is. Do you get what I'm saying? Is it clear or not? Okay. Now, we say, so here, everything has come into being, and you say that there are many things you have to remember. Brahman is the karanam, then jagat is the karyam. What Brahman is the karanam, jagat is the karyam, then what do you say? Karana kariyoho duram nasti. There is no distance between the cause and the effect. Therefore, what now? There is no distance between Brahman, the karanam, and the universe. Then second thing, cause is always independent. Then cause is one, effects are many. Effects are many. Isn't it? Therefore, Brahman is one, universe is what? Constituent of many things. Ekam bahu. Then we say, cause is nityam. Cause is nityam, eternal, if it undergoes a change. Isn't it? Suppose the chain is made of gold, means the form and name alone can undergo a change. You can melt it again, melt the chain, again you'll get what? The name will go, because the form will be melted, but what will continue to be there? Gold will be there, isn't it? Always cause will be nityam, effect will be what? Anityam. Cause is nityam, effect is anityam. Effect is transient, cause is permanent. Effect is impermanent. Nityam. So, karanam ekam, effects are many. Cause is one, effects are many. Cause is permanent and effect is impermanent. And the second thing is a cause is, in fact, satyam, effect is mithya. Why? Cause is independent, whereas effect is dependent. Isn't it? Satyam and mithya. And because cause is all pervasive. Cause is all pervasive also. Isn't it? Cause pervades the effect. Cause always pervades the entire effect. Gold pervades the entire chain, wood pervades the entire furniture, isn't it? Always cause pervades the effect. Water pervades the entire ocean or entire wave, so cause always pervades. And these are all certain corollaries we arrive at. Then what do you decide afterwards when you say? Even though we say this, therefore Brahman is ekam, jagat seems to be anekam. Isn't it? Brahman is nityam, jagat is anityam. And Brahman is satyam, jagat is mithya. And Brahman pervades the entire jagat. Then, are they two different things when you say, definitely Brahman and jagat are not two different things. If they are two different things, there will be what now? Duality. Brahman the karanam and the jagat the karyam, if they are two different things, then there are two different entities, there will be duality, irumai vandru. And duality is there, plurality, multiplicity, everything will be what now? Will be real. Duality is there, but how it is empirically real? Duality is there as empirical reality. Dvaitam, is it what now? Dvaitam is there as an empirical reality. Because you see, isn't it? You see the part which serves a purpose. And it's also clear, isn't it? So duality is there, means empirical reality. But we say here, absolutely there is no duality. What is absolutely real is, what is paramarthikam satyam? This duality is vyavaharikam satyam. empirical reality or relative reality? What is paramarthikam satyam? What is absolutely real? We say absolutely real is non-duality. That means what? We say the whole jagat, the whole jagat is not a second thing apart other than Brahman. Why it has second thing? It does not exist independent of Brahman. Isn't it? Existence of jagat, Brahman is the existence of the jagat. Like what? Existence of water is the existence of ocean. Minus water, what will happen to ocean? The form, if you remove the water from the ocean, the form ocean will disappear. The form ocean disappears means the name ocean also will disappear. So what is mithya then? Nama rupas are mithya. Satyam is water. Isn't it? With reference to ocean, water is satyam. Nama rupas are mithya means nama rupas are what now? Vak arambanam. Understand now? It is only in your word. Where is the name ocean? Where is the form ocean? Isn't it? It's just the name. It's only the word. Isn't it? We remove. Actually speaking what? The mrittika ityeva satyam in Chandogya he says, clay alone is satyam, vacharambanam namadeyam vikaro. This only modification, modified form of clay is this pot actually. Pot is just the nama rupa which is just in the word. It only is in the word. There is no real pot. What is this? Only clay. Similarly, whole jagat is what? Naho. Isn't it? The ocean is just only in the word. Actually, there is only water. So the whole jagat also is what? My God, very bad for us to accept this, isn't it? The whole jagat, look at this. This whole jagat is just the vak. It's one universe. When you say universe, you take everything in the universe now. All the forms, all the names of the universe are only what? In the word. Amazing, isn't it? All the nama rupas are what now? Whole universe consumed of all the entire universe is what? Only in word and name. Isn't it? Only the name and forms are only in the word. Just the word. Jagat is a nama. Name. It is name of a given form. Constituent of many forms. This is only in the sound. Why? Because what is the essence of it? What is the truth of it? Brahman. Therefore, the whole jagat is Brahman. Like what? Water, the H2O, is not the ocean, but the ocean is nothing but water. Similarly, here also, Brahman is not the jagat, but the jagat is what? Nothing but Brahman. Where is the jagat now? Therefore, jagat is not a second thing. If it is a second thing which can exist independent of Brahman, then we can say what? It's a second thing, it's a created, and Brahman is the creator. Isn't it? Here we can't say that. Because it is not a second thing which exists independent of Brahman, therefore what? Jagat is Brahma. What? Brahman alone is in the form of jagat. Is it clear now? Jagat is Brahman. When you say this, now you arrive at what now? Brahman. This Brahman is what now? Whole jagat is Brahman. When you say it is jagat is what? Gunam. Attribute. Isn't it? Jagat alone is what? Appearance of Brahman means what? Whole jagat is Brahman. How do you arrive at it here? Whole jagat is Brahman means karana jnanena Karyam Jnanam Bhavati. By knowing what the gold is, isn't it? You know the chain. Know the chain means what? You don't need to know the chain at all. That's the meaning. What is that to know about the chain? If you know the gold, isn't it? Karana Vijnanena Karyasya Vijnanam. Eka Vijnanena Sarvasya Sarvam Vijnatam Bhavati. Because what was the question asked by Saunaka? What is that one thing by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were? Everything else becomes known, he does not say. Everything else becomes known as it were means what? There is nothing else to know for you. What is there? Listen now. Therefore he is now. So this is Brahman. Whole Jagat is Brahman when you say. So Brahman is Ekam. Isn't it? Brahman is the independent reality, independent, eternal, all-pervasive reality. Independent, eternal, all-pervasive reality. By knowing Brahman, whole Jagat is known as it were. Isn't it? By knowing one thing, whole Jagat is known, because known. What is Jagat? Here resolve is called resolving Jagat in its reality. When you have resolved it now, so Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Mithya Jagat is nothing but Satyam Brahma. When you say, this is alright, what now? Resolving Jagat and Brahman, Jagat in Brahman, what now? It's called Badhayam Samanadhi Karanyam. Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Or Badhayam Samanadhi Karanyam. Samanadhi Karanyam means what? Negating Brahman is something which doesn't have independent existence. They saying all that is there is only Brahman. Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. When you say this card, you have negated Brahman. Samana Adhikaranam. Brahman is Brahman. Jagat is also what? Brahman. Adhikaranam is what? One locus, isn't it? They don't have two locus. Brahman exists here, Jagat exists here. Then what now? No, Adhikaranam is not the samam, not the same, isn't it? Kal Samana Adhikaranyam. How do you make, first Brahman is different, Jagat is different. Now what you say, you negating Jagat as something which does not have independent existence, you made same existence. Isn't it? It's called Badha. Negation is called Badha. Badhayam Samanadhi Karanyam. Is it clear now? This is Jagat is Brahman. Here, I'm going to explain to you one more thing now. Because we are doing actually, and all my explanation is for the 10th verse, 10th mantra of the first section, last mantra of the first section. Isn't it? Let me tell you now. So, whenever the Srishti is discussed, also to understand, it is Tatpada Pradana section. What is the main Tatpadam? What is Tatpadam? Tat means that. Isn't it? That stands for what? Ishwaraha, Sagunam Brahma, or okay, Sarvagunam Brahma. Okay. Tatpadam is what? What is the meaning of Tat? Tatpada is what? Brahman when you say Ishwara, isn't it? Tatpada Lakshyartha. Tad means the whole Jagat is what? You can say Tatpadam, isn't it? Tatpada. Whole Jagat is Tatpada Lakshya. Tatpada Vachyartha. Tad means Ishvara, the Lord. Who is the Lord? Who is Brahman? Whole Jagat is Brahman. Isn't it? When you say whole Jagat is Brahman, Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha. Whole Jagat is what? Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha. Sagunam Brahma and Ishvaraha are synonyms. Don't get confused. Whole Jagat is the Lord. Whole Jagat is Sagunam Brahma. Whole Jagat is Brahman. Is what? Tatpada Vachyartha. Tatpada Vachyartha means what? The meaning, the word, literal meaning direct meaning of the word tat is equal to what? Sagunam Brahma or Ishwaraha. What is Sagunam Brahma? What is Ishwaraha? Tatpada Lakshyartha of Sagunam Brahma. Tatpada Vachyartha of Tatpada Sagunam Brahma. Whole Jagat. Isn't it? Now, what is the Vachyartha, Lakshyartha of Tatpada? Vachyartha of Tatpada is Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha, is equal to entire universe. Is it clear or not? Do you feel, is it okay? What is the Vachyartha? Vachyartha means what? The primary meaning of Ishwaraha. The primary meaning of Sagunam Brahma. The primary meaning of the word Tat, the third person singular pronoun, is equal to the entire cosmos. Isn't it now? Now, what is the implied meaning of Tat Padam, Sagunam Brahma or Ishwaraha? Tat, Ishwaraha, Sagunam Brahma, all the three mean the same. What is the primary meaning or the direct meaning of Sagunam Brahma? Vachyartha of Sagunam Brahma or Ishwaraha or Tat? Whole Jagat. Ishwara is equal to what now? Whole Jagat. What is the Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the Tatpadam or Ishwara or Sagunam Brahma is equal to? We say existence, pure existence. Tat is equal to Sat, the pure existence. How do you say this? Now let me help you what it is. Isn't it? Pure existence is Brahman. What is the swarupam of Ishwara? What is the swarupam of, what is Tatpada Lakshyartha? What is the swarupam of Sagunam Brahma? No, no, no. What is swarupam? Pure existence. Okay. Pure existence. Okay, now we say, whenever you see the karyam, you have to see what? Karanam. Isn't it? Then you ask me, do I experience the cause, effect, cause along with the effect? You'll ask a question. When I experience the wave, I also experience what? The water. Whenever your effect is experienced, you also experience what? The cause. You don't never see an effect independent of what? The cause. Similarly, whenever I experience the objects, do I experience Brahman? The question comes, isn't it? Yes, you do experience Brahman. Oh, look at this. We have to be very careful here, okay? How do you experience? When I say, Mike is, when I say that easiness, Mike is, when I say, what now? Mike existence is. Mic is means there is existence of the mic. Is, isn't it? Mic is means mic existence is. Flower is means flower existence is. Light is light existence is. Chair is chair existence is. Isn't it? Mind is mind existence is. Sense power existence is. Body is, body existence is. Sound existence is. Car is, car existence is. Sun is, sun existence is. isn't it? Is any, whenever you say object is, along with that, what is there? Existence, easiness. Understand now? The easiness, irupu. The easiness means existence. Easiness of every object is what? The existence of every object is what? Mike is means Mike existence is. Anything you say is, that existence is. Is it clear now? You never experience an object without the existence. You can never say Mike is means existence of Mike is. Existence is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Exist Mike is means the existence of the Mike is. When you say chair is means existence of the chair is. When you say flower is, existence of the flower is. Ocean is means existence of ocean is. Is it clear? So, that existence of everything, existence of the mic, existence of the chair, existence of, as you know, existence, one, what is the common? Existence of the chair, existence of the light, existence of sun, existence of anything, that existence is what? Brahman. Existence is Brahman. Then you ask the question. You can never, Brahman is never available for experience. As what? Existence is always available for experience along with an object. Isn't it? It's along with an object only. When existence of something only you have to say. Existence is. Look at this. The existence is. Existence of something is. Existence of the mic is means what? Existence, isn't it? Is along with what? The mic. Existence, you don't see existence through physical eyes, but you experience existence along with the existence of what? Along with what? Mic, etc. All the objects. With every object when you experience, every object, in the every piece of knowledge, okay, you experience the existence, Brahman, the Sat, along with every other object, whichever is. Is it clear now? But now you say, we know the existence. That existence is what? Sat. Do you want to see Sat now? Sat, the existence, cannot be seen through physical eyes, cannot be heard through your ears, cannot be smelled through the nose, can be tasted, can be touched also, known through the touch also, cannot be, okay, known like headache also, but you understand what now? There is existence. So when any object is means, along with the object, what is experienced? Tell me. Existence. Anything is, any object is, when you say, there is existence of that object. Is it clear now? People are, when you say, there is existence of the plural existence. Is it clear now? Now, let me tell you one thing. So, this is how Brahman is always experienced along with every object, okay, as what? As existence, experience as the existence of something. Brahman is never available for experience of pure existence without an object. Look at this. The existence of mic is, when you say, isn't it? Existence, pure, without any object, pure existence, is it available? Pure existence is not available for experience. Brahman, the pure existence, is available for experience as existence of every other object. Is it clear now? I'll let you know. Next step I'll tell you. When you say Brahman is the cause of the universe, okay, not the whole jagat is Brahman, when you say, and when we analyze this, Brahman is the karanam, jagat is karyam, when you say, four things we come to know about Brahman. What is that? Cause is one. So Brahman is one. Ekam. Isn't it? Ekam. Then cause is what? Cause is eternal. Effects are subject to change. Isn't it? So eternal. So Brahman is what? Eternal. Permanent. Brahman is permanent. So, one, eternal or permanent. You say, cause is satyam. Isn't it? Cause satyam. Satyam, when you say, independent. Independent. Then cause pervades everything. Remember, these four things. Anything, four things, okay? One, cause is one. Cause is permanent, cause is independent, cause is all-pervasive. Remember the four points about the cause. Cause is one, cause is one, cause is permanent or eternal, cause is independent, cause is all-pervading, all-pervasive. Four points, very important. Cause is one, cause is permanent or eternal, cause is independent, cause is all-pervading. Now, what do we say? This is the cause, okay? Brahman is what now? It's the karanam, cause. So, in the whole universe, we only have the universe. Here, we have to search for the cause. How are you going to search for the cause? The cause must be one. What is that in the universe? Okay, what is that one? You see the effect, okay? It's the whole jagat you see. Now we are searching for the cause of the universe. The cause should have what? The four things. The nature of the cause. Isn't it? The qualification of the cause. Qualities of the cause. It must be one. It must be permanent. It must be independent. It must be all-pervading. What is that? When you search for everything, all the objects of perception, subtle or gross, none of the objects, what objects are many, so that is false, isn't it? Not Brahman. Brahman is not the objects perceived. Because objects are many, what we have understood now, Brahman is one. Why? We have understood first from the corollary, what a corollary we arrived at now. Cause is one. Brahman is the cause, then Brahman is one. But here objects we have perceived are what? Many. Therefore what now? Brahman is not any of the objects. Isn't it? Then cause is what? Permanent, eternal. And all the objects we see are object. Nothing is permanent. Everything has beginning, everything has end. Isn't it? End also. So And Anna, the object is what? Brahman is not any of the things what we perceive. Then what about the cause? Cause is independent. And none of the objects, what, is independent. Every object has dependent existence only. Then cause is all pervasive. And here every object is what? Spatial limit, nothing is all pervasive. So Brahman is not any of the objects. Then at last you see, we don't do that, okay? Shastra has done this job for us. And Shastra, what it says, come on. We doesn't allow expect us to do this. Think, see, this is what Rishi. Rishi Buddhi means not an ordinary Buddhi, very sharp Buddhi, to understand things so beautifully. He has given us now, isn't it? What is that one thing which is one, which is permanent, and which is independent, which is all pervasive? Come on. When we say, when we know any object, perceive any object, we say object is, that jnanam, knowledge, isn't it? Object is means, isness of object is, isn't it? Existence of object is. Along with every objects are different, what is one common thing with all the objects? Existence. Look at this, sat. Existence is. Chair is, car is, light is, doctors is, buddhi is. In is not also what now? Existence is, isn't it? Existence of not non-existence, isn't it? When you say there is no elephant here, we say. There is existence of what? Non-existence of the elephant, isn't it? So, irupu, existence is one thing which is common in all of them. Abba, objects are many, objects of knowledge are many, but existence of all of them is one. Can you say existences? Tell me now, can we ever say existences? However number is, you will say one person is when you say existence of one person is. 100 people are, means what? There is existence of 100 people. We never say existences of 100 people, isn't it? Existence is always singular. One rose is, many roses are. One color is, many colors are. One fruit is, many fruits are. One person is, many persons are. Innumerable, countless things are. With all existence of innumerable things is. Existence of many flowers is. So what is that one thing? Existence. Therefore, okay, existence alone has that quality. What is the quality? Being one, isn't it? One. Existence is, cause is one means what now? Existence alone is one now. Okay, next. What next thing now? Permanent, isn't it? Eternal. This verse you would have understood in the 16th chapter, 16th verse of the 2nd chapter. Nāsato vidyate bhāvaha, nā bhāvo vidyate sataha. There you would have understood. What is it now? Permanent. What is permanent? Existence alone is permanent, eternal. How do you say? Look at this. Then, if you see, there is a log of wood, okay? There is a tree, okay, big tree. And then what you do, I never like to cut the tree, okay? But still, for example, I have to say, somebody goes and cuts the tree, okay? Cuts the tree. Then what happened now? Tree is, when you say, there is existence of the tree is. Tree gone. What now? Tree has gone, but still what now? there is big trunk of the tree, many logs of wood are there. So many logs of wood are there. When you say there is existence of the logs of wood, what happened to the existence? Existence which was with the tree is now with what? Logs of wood. Is it clear or not? Then logs of wood are cut into pieces, okay, boards, wooden boards. Again, what now? That has gone, isn't it? Log has gone, then still boards are there. Existence is with what? The board. And the board also has gone, okay, something cut into two pieces and burnt. My God, what happened now? All the wood has gone, there is only coal. Existence is what now? When you say tree is, log of wood, the trunk is, log of wood is, now board is, isn't it? Twigs are, and coal is. Coal has gone, ashes are. Existence is what now? Existence continues to be there. What do you have to say? Tree has gone, but existence of tree is. Then tree has gone, existence of wood is. Wood has gone, existence of coal is. Coal has gone, existence of ashes is. Look at this. Existence continues to exist. Isn't it? Nama rupas go, all the objects change. What is that which does not change is just the existence. Is it clear now? Existence. We added what now? Existence is one. Existence is permanent. All the names and forms change. Existence is eternal. Existence has no beginning. Existence has no end. Existence does not undergo any change. Permanent, eternal. Is it clear now? Then, next is, existence is what now? Cause is independent. Existence is not dependent on any object. When you say there is Mike is, means existence of Mike is, isn't it? Existence of Mike is, when you say, existence is not dependent on Mike. Existence is not dependent on anything which is. But anything which is dependent on what? Existence, isn't it? Existence is independent. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't know, very abstract now. Existence is independent. Therefore, existence is it clear now? Sat, existence. Then, cause pervades everything when you say, look at this, what is that which pervades everything? There is no object which is outside of existence. Existence is all pervasive. Existence is with the flower. Simultaneously, look at this. Existence is with the flower. When you say flower is, mic is, people are, light is, sun is, all the objects, when you say simultaneously, okay, give a big list of things. Existence is with everything. Existence of sun is, when you say existence is here, it is not there, you can't say. Why? Existence of sun is, existence of space is, existence of light is, existence of mic is, existence of flowers isn't it? Flower is existence of people is, isn't it? Existence is with every object simultaneously. Can you understand now? So what now? Existence pervades everything, all pervasive. The existence is all pervasive. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very abstract and very subtle. Very, very subtle. Is it clear now? Therefore, what do you understand now? So, Brahman is the cause, Jagat is the karyam. Jagat is the karyam. Why? Jagat has come into being. Brahman is the karnam. Why? Because Jagat has come, Brahman is that from which Jagat has come into being. So what now? You had to understand the corollary. We had to arrive at certain corollaries. What is that? Cause is one. Cause is permanent, eternal. Cause is independent. Cause is all pervasive. So what? Brahman, the cause must be one. Cause must be permanent. Cause must be independent. Cause must be all pervasive. That alone is what? Then Brahman. Isn't it? So with reference to the whole Jagat, what is that one thing? What is that Brahman? What is the cause of the Jagat which is one? What is the cause of the Jagat which is one, which is permanent, which is eternal, which is independent, and which is all-pervasive? Ekam Nityam Satyam Sarvagatam. Ekam Nityam Satyam Sarvagatam. Existence. So what is Brahman? Existence is Brahman. Do we experience Brahman, the existence, in all our experiences? Yes. We experience Brahman as existence in all our experiences. Experience of all the objects. But the question comes, we always experience existence with some object or the other. We never experience Brahman, okay, existence without the object. So, that means what? Unadulterated, pure existence, we never mixed. Existence is always experienced with some object or the other, without any object, as adulterated, okay? Unadulterated, pure existence we never experience. And this is where Shastram says, pure existence can never be experienced. Okay? The pure existence is what now? Tatpada lakshyartaha. Existence is Tatpada Lakshyartaha. Now that, that is available for recognition, but not as an object of experience. It is never available for experience. Why? Because the pure existence is available for recognition, not as an object of experience, but not as an, okay, experience also, but as the very experiencer, chit. Is it clear now? Pure existence, unadulterated pure existence without any object is available for recognition, okay, not as an experienced object, it's not available for experience, but available for recognition as the experiencer chit. Therefore, what we should do, the first half of the mantra talks about what now? Brahma idam sarvam brahma. What is this? Karma plus tapas. Karma and tapas means what? Tapas means knowledge, isn't it? The two words talk about the whole jagat, karma and tapas. All the act. Why? Because karma, tapas, and also what? Idam sarvam brahmaiva. Purusha yevedagam sarvam. No, yad bhutai yad chabhavyam. Whatever has come into being, what is going to come into being hereafter, all of that is what? Purusha eva. Everything is purusha, you say. Whole jagat is, we said the first sentence is what now? First is, there is actually, this is samanadhi karanyam. What is that? Whole jagat is brahman, you say. That is samanadhi karanyam. Bada samanadhi karanyam. Negate jagat as brahman. Isn't it? Later on, what happens? The tat, now you know the existence, the pure existence, Brahman as existence is available for experience with every object. Do you want to go and search for Bhagavan? Everything is, when you say, what is it that? Existence is what? But if you want to know pure existence is available for recognition only as the experiencer. What is that? Chit. That is where is it available? Guhayam. What is guha? Mind. As the sakshi chaitanyam. Chit. What is this Tvampada Lakshyartha? Tvampada Vachyartha is the body, the mind, the senses, isn't it? Conscious being. Everything is what now? Tvampada Vachyartha. What is Tvampada Lakshyartha? Consciousness. Isn't it? What is the content of I thought? I of I is what? I of wave is H2O. I of I is what? Awareness. Pure awareness, isn't it? So pure awareness, pure consciousness is the Tvampada Lakshyartha. Isn't it? What is Tatpada Lakshyartha? Existence. What is pure existence? Pure existence is pure consciousness. They are not two different things. Is it okay? Pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure existence is available for recognition only as pure consciousness. That where you should search for, where is it available for recognition? Only in your mind. That is why you are great. As a human being, you are very sophisticated because only buddhi, this mind is a very special thing for you. Isn't it? Where you can understand. There's no way of knowing what pure consciousness is unless you analyze your mind, isn't it? Therefore, chit is, sat is what? Chit. Chit alone is the sat. Okay? Now, we have resolved what now? Universe, we have been resolved in Brahman. When you say, the experiencer, okay, the existence of the universe is what? Pure existence. which is available for recreation as the experiencer means. Experiencer is what? We say, I, the experiencer. Isn't it? Now still a bit confusion will be there. What's now? You have resolved Jagat in Brahman. But what about you now, the individual? Still, no? No, Jishwara Jagat Beda has been resolved. Jiva Ishwara Beda has to be resolved. We talk about Jivaha, Ishwaraha, Jagat. Individual, universe and the Lord. He resolved what now? Jagat Ishwara Beda has been resolved. How? Through Bada Samanadi Karanyam. By negating the Jagat as Mithya, isn't it? Through the Karanakarya Prakriya, through the Srishti Prakriya, through Adhyarupapavada Prakriya, you have negated, isn't it, Jagat as Mithya. Thereby what is seven years? Jagat is negated as Mithya means, anything Mithya is as good as non-existent. Why? Because what is there is only Brahman. Jagat is Brahman, you have resolved. But still, what about you? You are sitting separately here. Your body, mind, the individual, the lakshya, vachyartha of the individual is what now? Body, mind, senses, they are included where? The Jagat. What is left behind there? Awareness. What is awareness? Pure awareness. Pure existence. Therefore, what now? Pure existence is available for recognition as the knower, and the knower is none other than consciousness. Therefore, resolve the knower in consciousness. Therefore, what? I, the knower, am consciousness, which is the pure existence. Which alone is there is the existence of everything. When you say, you have resolved Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. Understand now? Is it clear or not? Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. Don't worry. The whole next section is there for it to become clear. This will be actually introduction for the next section. This is an introduction for the next section. So, whatever doubts you have now, better have doubts. If you do not have doubts at all, then I don't need to teach you anymore. If you have doubts only, I need to teach you. Therefore, the next section will resolve all your doubts. But you have got some click today, haven't you? Some click has come. It's called this Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. When you say, it is also Samanadhi Karanyam, but not Bada Samanadhi Karanyam, but Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Say that now. Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Knower is awareness. There is no other knower. I am aware. I is the knower. Isn't it? You know. I is the knower. Knower is awareness. When you say, there is no other knower. Isn't it? Resolve the knower in, resolving knower in awareness is what? Resolving I in awareness. There, Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Knower and awareness are one and the same. Whole Jagat is existence. Pure existence, when you say Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Isn't it now? Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. So what happened? What is this existence? Existence is there with every object. Now you please think and see. Existence is with every object. When you say Maik irikkirathu means Maikkude irupirikkirathu, isn't it? Existence with every object. You never experience any object without existence. But what is that unadulterated pure existence that is not available for experience? Where is available? As the knower, as the experiencer. Who is the experiencer? There is no other experiencer. Isn't it?
Experience who?
Awareness. What is a chit? So what is tvam pada lakshyartha? Tvam pada lakshyartha is chit. Tat pada lakshyartha is sat. Sat is
chit.
Sat is what? Chit. Okay? It's clear or not? Now what we say, this Upanishad says, therefore, the last bit, what's the last word? I only added the second line of the mantra. See, Purusha eva idam vishvam karma tapaha brahma para amritam. Isn't it? Then, having said that, the whole jagat is what now? Now I can tell you here. The whole jagat is Brahman. Purushaha eva para amritam brahma. Isn't it? This para, the absolute eternal reality is the all pervasive Purusha. And that, what about idam? Idam vishwam is, idam means, you know, an object which is available for knowledge as an object. Idam vishwam karma tapaha. Why? For all this universe, no? For the universe, the karma, tapaha, the knowledge, all that is what? Brahman. Therefore, as what now? Sat. Now, what is it he says? Yetad yaha veda. Who knows this? How does he know? Nihitam guhayam. When a person knows, what is Brahman now? Existence is Sat Brahma. Satyam Brahma. Is it clear now? Satyam Brahma means what? Sat. Chit. Satyam Jnanam Anantam. We can say Satyam Brahma. Satyam Brahma means what? Existence is Brahman. Look at this. Existence is Brahman. How? Existence is what now? Existence is the existence of everything. Isn't it? Existence, the pure existence is what? The whole jagat is where? Sat Brahma, isn't it? We say, Satyam, the whole jagat is what? Because Mike's existence is not outside. Mike is not outside of existence. Mike is means existence of Mike is means. Listen to me. Mike is means what? Existence of Mike is. Does the Mike exist outside of existence? Isn't it? Can never say. We can never miss the word existence. It's easier to teach in English than Tamil here, in this context. Is it clear now? Therefore, the whole jagat is what? Sat. Brahma. What is that sat? What is that pure existence? Okay, minus jagat. Existence plus jagat is what? Experience jagat. Existence minus jagat, you want to know. Existence plus jagat, you know. Isn't it? Very difficult. No, that existence plus jagat means your mind also is jagat. Existence plus jagat is what? Pure existence plus universe is what? Existence of the universe. Is it clear now? Pure existence plus universe is what? Universe, the name and form is equal to existence of the universe. Pure existence minus universe is equal to pure existence. Pure existence, okay. Universe minus pure existence is equal to
zero.
I want to talk about the lakshyartha of tatpada lakshyartha. What is this pure existence? Isn't it? What is this? Pure existence. Pure existence is never available for objectification, never available as an object of knowledge. It is experienced with every object, as existence of everything, but it is as pure existence. Where is it available? The Satya, Yaha Veda, Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam. So in this mantra it says, Yo Yaha Veda, the sentence is Upanishad Taittiriya, same line comes. Yaha Veda Guhayam Nihitam. Isn't it? Look at this, Guhayam Nihitam. Nihitam means what? Placed. Isn't it? Nihitam, sannihitam. How nihitam? Inseparably it is there in the guha. Nihitam itself means what? Inseparably, something which is there inseparably. Inseparably, immediately. And immediately, inseparably, what is there and what? Nihitam. Isn't it? Gold is nihitam in a chain. When I say, what does it mean? Inseparably, immediately. How, what, distancelessly it is there. So, this existence, sat of the jagat, which is pure existence, the existence of the universe, the pure existence, Brahman, okay, is what now? Tatpalakshyartha. Is available as what? Tvampada lakshyartha. So to understand it, arrive at tvampada lakshyartha, you had to do driktrishya viveka. Now, then you understand what? You arrive at the, you first discover the, see, our existence is never hidden. Awareness is never hidden, never covered. Nothing can cover awareness. Who is covered is the knower. Understand? Knower alone is covered. You arrive at who the knower is. Okay, you did not know who the knower is. When you arrive at who the knower is what? You discover there is no knower other than pure knowledge, the pure awareness. Chit. Knower is chit. Therefore, the existence of everything is pure existence. Pure existence is available for recognition as the experiences, experiencer, not as experience. Then the experiencer, the knower, is none other than chit. Therefore, sat is chit. A is equal to B, B is equal to C. When you say A is equal to C, sat, the pure existence, is none other than the experiencer, chit. Is it clear now? So, yaha veda nihitam guhayam. Pure existence, these were, so first sentence is for what? Bada samanadhikaranyam. You resolve the jiva jagad aikyam, vedaha. In second sentence, you resolve the jiva ishvara vedaha. This Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Is it clear now? Isn't it? Arihiravanam, Arihindravanan, Arihindrananum, Arivahindkindra Paramburulum, Verala. Prapanchatuda Irupum, Paramburulum, okay, Irupe and the Paramburul, Prapanchatan Irupe, Paramburul, and the Irupenum Paramburul, Arivetavare Veradum Illai. Irupe Arivunach. I repeat the same thing in Tamil, nothing but. So here, the pure existence is pure knowledge. Sat is chit. Once you know this, okay, why should I know this? What do I gain by knowing this? Isn't it? Why should we break our heads like this? In the morning, we had today a nice, there's a tennis match. Australian Wimbledon, what is it? Open tennis match is going on, and we watched a break, may hit to come to the class and sit and feel bored in the class. Early morning, the cold weather, I could have better enjoyed some nice programs on the TV, television. Sondam, Anandam, so many serials are there. Entertain you nice, happily. Have nice, hot, you know, some breakfast, a nice cup of tea or hot chocolate and watch things. Relax, stay at home, coming and breaking the head in the morning. Getting hurry, no? What is the use of, through Badha Samanadikaranyam, through Aikya Samanadikaranyam, you arrived at what now? You have reduced everything into one. Ekam Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Therefore, what now? Jagat is Brahman. Badha Samanadikaranyam. Jeevaha, okay, Brahmaiva Naparaha. Jeevan is what? Who is Jeevan here? There's no Jeeva, okay? So Jeeva is only notion. Jeevaha is only in the notion. In Jnanam, this notion will resolve. Is it clear now? Chit is what now? One who knows this Sat, the existence of the universe, is the pure existence, which is none other than Chit, the awareness. One who knows as the in one's own mind, then what happens now? What is the palam? There's some purpose now of gaining this knowledge. Vikirati, that is next sentence says what now? Vikirati. Vikirati means what? Actually the kru dhatu from sixth conjugation. Kirati jana. It scatters away means what? It wears out, it destroys, it eliminates. What? Avidya granthim, the knot. No, what is the knot? Knot is something which combines, mixes up things. You know that? It mixes up what now? Mithya is mistaken for satyam. It brings what cannot be brought together is what? One of our Swamiji's used to say very beautifully. No, matche ahad jadagatta match pani vichurda. You know, he used to say, in India, the boys and girls' horoscopes would match. Only then they go ahead with the marriage. Otherwise, they will not. A traditional, okay, old, even now we follow this. Even 65-70% of the people are following still in South India. Okay, I don't know about North India. And then, we still very strictly following. And then, unless they will not match, even Bhagavan, he is a Bhagavan who comes as a son-in-law, they will not accept if the horoscope does not match. It has to match. You know that? So here this ignorance is the knot. Now what it ignorance then? It combines. Completely incompatible, okay? The two horoscopes which should not be matched at all are matched. But it's not of ignorance. Satyam and Mithya. Jadam and Chaitanya, Chaitanyam and Jadam. It mixes up, isn't it? He used to be a very, very, very fun teacher. Very great teacher he is. He used to say that. Now what I'm saying, it cannot match. Means what? Savidya Granthi. In what? Ignorance is the knot. It, isn't it? Then that knot, which gives us to so many knots and so many entanglement, or clouded ideas, clouded notions, burdened mind, and whole life is sorrowful and makes the whole jagat gloomy looking thing. Isn't it? And this appa, whole jagat is suddenly bright like light today. No more, no, it doesn't, it looks like India suddenly. Not doesn't look like that. The bright, no, why? Because avidya granthim vikirati, the knot of ignorance, which is the cause for all the burden of samsara, isn't it? It knocks off. That is why, no, the knocks off. The whole jagat is knocked out as mithya, isn't it? That is why it is, first sentence is what, in fact, that's why Mahavakyam, Jagat is Brahman, and it says Mahavakyam, that Brahman, Jagat, the existence, Brahman is what? Existence. Jagates Brahman. What is Brahman? Existence. Isn't it? What is existence? That is you. What is you? Awareness. Look at this. Jagates Brahman is Sat, the existence. That pure existence, the Sat, is you, the awareness. Once you know the Yaha Veda, that Sat of the Jagat, Tatpada Lakshartaha, is in fact nothing but Tvamp, available for recognition only as a Tvampada Lakshartaha, as a chit in the mind. One who knows Saha Avidya Grantim Iha Eva Vikirati. Here itself he knocks off, he really destroys the knot of ignorance and the ignorance born samsara. He becomes free here itself. There is no more onward journey. Booking is not required. Okay, because journey comes to an end. This is where there is some problem with the Dvaita, Visishtadvaita philosophies. They will not say Jivan Mukti is not acceptable for them. And you have to go after this, you have to go to Vaikuntham. And or you have to massage Mahavishnu sweet for some days, only then you'll have moksha. Something is there, okay? There's some they say, not this. Anyway, I was no clear. If we follow Shankaracharya, that's all, no problem. This is what is Avidya Grantim Vikrati. So here is what now, the first section of second Mundaka is over. Srishti, what is important here? Tell me. That this last verse is important. What is important? The last verse is important. What have you understood? Jagat has been knocked off as mithya. Isn't it? So what? Jagat is Brahman. What is Brahman? Pure existence. What is pure existence? You can't know it as an object of, you're not available for experience. Where do you know it? As the knower. Who is the knower? Pure awareness. He resolved knower. What is I here? What about you then? What a big I placed everywhere. All over. The mind. I is placed in mind. I is placed in sense powers. I is placed in physiological functions. I is placed in physical body. I. Who? What is this I? Which is I? I is knower. No, I am the knower. Who is this knower? Awareness. So what happened now? Aikya samana adhikaranyam. There is no illuminator and the sun separately, okay? Illuminator and the light are not two different things. Mind is sun, where is the illuminator? Illuminator is sun, the light, isn't it? Similarly, knower is what? There is no, we do not, we, what is covered is the knower. Knower is covered. Knower is not known. Knower only has to be discovered. Once you understand, search who the knower is, there is no knower other than consciousness. Knower is consciousness. Knower is awareness. So what is this? The existence then? Tatpada lakshyartha is what? Existence. Isn't it? Tvampada Lakshartha is what? Consciousness. What Tatpada Lakshartha? Existence is what? Tvampada Lakshartha? Chit, the consciousness. Are they two different things? No. Existence is awareness. Awareness is the existence, pure existence. Is it clear now? This is said here. So this is one of Tatastha Lakshanaya. Tatastha Lakshanena. Brahmanaha. Now what is now? By knowing one thing, everything else is known as it were. What is that one thing? Answer has been given. Knowing Brahman. Okay, why? By knowing the cause, all the effects are known as it were. Not all effects are known. All the effects are known as it were means what? There is nothing to be known. Isn't it? What is there if I have to know? It is only in the word, isn't it? Mithya is only in the word. சொல்லல் மட்டும்தான் இருக்கு மித்யா, த உலகம். Really, isn't it? No, the essence of the jagati is known. Therefore, what? Karna vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati, ekasa vijnanena sarvasa vijnanam bhavati. So, ekajna sarvajna bhavati. One who knows Brahman is the knower of everything. Is it clear now? But that is given. So, through this tatastha lakshanam, Brahman is what now? No? The Brahman, being pure existence, is arrived at. Is it clear now? And he, in a nutshell, he revealed that pure existence. That's why I please remember very well, even though Upanishad poetically very beautifully says, narrates all these, says, one after that, all these have come into existence from Brahman, it says, Brahman is not interested in talking about the Srishti. Sir, Upanishad is not interested in talking about the Srishti. Upanishad's aim is for you, to arrive at, whole jagat is Brahman. There is no creation, only manifestation. Is it clear now? This is you have arrived at. Then the last sentence, this Chattari Tatpada Lakshartha, being available for recognition, only as the chit, isn't it? Is what now? Tompada Lakshartha, isn't it? So he finished the teaching here, but now the next section, so this section, first section, all second part, is the Tatpada Pradana section. Okay? The Tatpadam is unfolded in the first section. The second section, Tompada Lakshartha, is unfolded. So that sat, the existence, is none other than chit. What is the chit? His whole section, next section, is devoted for understanding sat being the chit. Okay? So all your doubts you have now should be hopefully resolved in understanding the whole of next section. That's why very important is what the whole of Mundaka, second section. So, Chitpada Pradana, Chitpada Lakshartha is Pratipadyate. Is Chitpada, the Lakshartha of Tvampadam, the Chit, is unfolded where? In second section. Okay? So, we'll see you after a small break.